Listening Library presents Zenobia July by Lisa Bunker. Read for you by Taylor Meskimen. In memory of Leela Alcorn and of all the other children who couldn't find a way through, this book was born out of pondering what needed to be different in order for you to endure and survive. 1. She had that new kid look. Anyone paying attention could have seen it. In the flinchiness of her shoulders, in the way her eyes skittered from face to face as the other students streamed past. Managed to show up, her shoulders and eyes said, but not sure about having the nerve to actually go in. Might be too much today. Not that anyone was paying attention. First day of school at Monarch Middle, everyone was scoping for friends, shouting, "Hey," clustering up. It was a hot morning. It felt like summer, swearing it was going to stick around this year. No, really. The wind moving through the high branches of the trees made wavering leaf shadows. The new kid was wearing a blue dress that was too big for her, sneakers with white socks pushed down, and a heavy-looking backpack. Her jumbled mop flop of hair made her face look smaller and her eyes look bigger. The tiny metal balls that ear piercers put in newly pierced ears glinted in her lobes. She hovered behind a pillar at the far end of the entrance, away from the crush. Fewer students now, mostly single ones.